Am I yammering on too long? No, I'm not. So let's get over here to Rich, who's called us from Redmond.
Hello, Dr. Wright.
Yes, sir.
Yes, have a question for you on a product that Tahoma Clinic sells. It's called Sage Memories. This is in regard to trying to find something for my dad, who's 91. He's down in California. I can't get him to come up to this area to be seen, so I just want to see if there's some sort of supplement we can help him with. He's got mild cognitive impairment, and it's gradually getting worse. And what suggestions do you have? Is that a good product to try?
It does help some people with early cognitive problems to do better, sir. Now, what I'd ask you to do, though, you got a pencil and paper handy?
Yes.
Okay. Put in this last name, B-R-E-D.
D-R-E-D.
No, B as in boy.
B, okay.
B-R-E-D-E-S-E-N. And then you put that name into your search engine with the word Alzheimer's. And you'll get all kinds of information. And what the information will be about is Dr. Dale Bredesen, who is a professor at UCLA and head of a neurological research institute, who was able, in 9 out of 10 individuals who had cognitive decline, reverse it in 9 out of 10, so the ones who weren't able to work could go back to work, and only one person didn't improve. The reason I refer you to his work is not to put down the Sage Memories product. Good grief, I formulated that a few years ago. But because Dr. Bredesen has such a comprehensive program, and who would believe it? It's entirely natural, and it includes such things as the things that are found in Sage Memories. But it also tells us, believe it or not, that everybody's different, and everybody's an individual. And here are some, in his first publication, here are some 60 factors that doctors should consider and then make up a personal thing for that individual. So anyway, you'll find a lot of information there. And if you want to get him started on something, the Sage Memories is both harmless and it does help in some cases. But I'd certainly go further, like I said.
How about the aspect that it's got lithium in it? Is that... I understand it's supposed to be a low dose lithium. Would be,
yes, sir.
That, as far as low dose goes, is 25 milligrams? Would that be considered kind of a high low dose or a really low dose?
I would never take lithium past 40 milligrams, which is where it's been found to start causing troubles in the research that I do. Anyway, that's where it's found to start causing troubles.
So okay, so if I tried that with him, would I want to just do the two capsules a day? The serving size says 4 capsules a day.
Well, there's 25 milligrams in 4 capsules, I'm pretty sure there.
Yes.
I don't have it in front of me.
No, yes, that's correct.
It'd be okay to do the 2 twice a day, but here's the thing, sir. The reason I mentioned Dr. Bredesen is then you find a physician who knows about Dr. Bredesen's work and can do an individualized program right where your dad lives. You could probably call his research institute, that's Dr. Bredesen's, and ask for the name or address of a physician nearer, because Dr. Bredesen's in California, that could help him out and individualize something for him, you see?
Yeah, I've actually tried that, and I just can't find anybody anywhere near him. He's 91, so he can't travel. So it's that's why I was just hoping I could send him something.
You can send him that, sir. And what lithium does is it actually stimulates the growth of new brain cells at any age. No kidding. That's in the research papers, too. It also activates the little guys called mitochondria inside of nerve cells so they get more energy.
Okay, and then one last thing. It also has niacin in there, 500 milligrams. I know he's already taken a B-complex. Is there any chance of taking too much niacin?
That one would be niacinamide, sir.
Right, that's correct, niacinamide.
500 milligrams. And niacinamide always gives a signal when we're taking too much. We get a little nauseated, and if we ignore that signal, the nausea gets worse and worse.
Okay.
So, and I rarely hear about anybody having nausea with anything less than 2,000 milligrams, but everybody's different, so we need to know what the signal is.
Okay, very good, very good. I appreciate that. We'll give this a try and see if there's... it's not going to necessarily help. It's just going to stop him from getting worse, perhaps.
It could do that. It depends on a lot of things, though. So this is why I've seen it do that, yes. But this is why I'm mentioning if you could see if you find a physician. Are you familiar with the American College for Advancement in Medicine?
No.
Okay, acam.org.
Org, Okay.
And you'll find their phone number there, and you can either call them on the phone, or sometimes when their website's working, you can put in the postal code for the region you're looking for, and then say, oh, it has to be within 5 miles, 20 miles, whatever, from this postal code. And if there's anybody there, it'll come up on the screen. And I did say when the website's working, sometimes it malfunctions, and when it does, give them a phone call. But those doctors are the most likely to know about Dr. Bredesen's work.
Okay, very good. The letters right before the ORG was what?
A-C-A-M.
A-C-A-M, okay. Very good. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, and good luck with this, sir.